One moment.
Thank you, Jim. Hi, am I talking with Andre?
Speaking.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, and yourself, love?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I understand you were chatting with one of my mapping specialists, Jan, about the first page listing we're filling out today on Google. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. So, Andre, I don't know yet that we'll be able to help you, but what I can do is kind of walk you through how everything works and get pricing together for you, and then we can just see if it makes sense for you and, you know, if I feel like we're able to help you. And then if that's the case, we can discuss possible next steps. Would that be all right with you?
Sure. What's wrong with the conversation?
No, absolutely nothing. As long as you're good. I was just taking a look. I was doing a scan here to see how you're showing up online. While I'm doing that, it sounds like you're fairly well booked for right now, but you might have some spaces where you could fill in, bring in people from outside, maybe, is it our subs, probably?
I can bring in subs. I do have enough expansion or enough, we've had enough revenue for the past year and a half that I've been thinking about a new truck.
Okay.
So, well, what I mean by new truck is new team or an additional team. What I will say is I might have a little bit underneath 1,000 for your advertisement budget. You still want to have a conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't need that much. it doesn't need to be expensive. Looks like you've got your Google Business profile up. That's perfect. That actually helps speed the timeline along. Is your website squareonedev.com?
No, ma'am. I do not have a domain for the website.
Haven't
cared to do one.
Okay. Why is that?
Word of mouth works really, really well. What I find the problem is with like places like Angie's List that I use and Thumbstack that I'm using, I find that the problem with people that go through websites tend to have this this facade of what things actually cost and how much labor is actually involved.
Mm-hmm.
Working with referrals provides me the best opportunity, and referrals don't come necessarily from websites.
I mean,
you can go and see my work there, but you can go and see my work anywhere. Call me, and I'll shoot it over.
Right.
But, okay.
And so you mentioned Angie's and Thumbtack. Part of that, too, so if I'm looking for your services, and I was just going to look to and see what all you do offer. Okay, so you do flooring, remodels. You got experience at all.
Kitchen remodels.
Okay, and that's what you want to focus on. All right. So if I'm a customer, potential customer, and I'm wanting my kitchen remodeled, and I go search, if I'm a serious shopper, if I'm really, truly looking for somebody, most of those people that perform a search like that select one of the companies that's in the map section on the first page. It's just it's a statistic. About 90% do just that. Any Angie's or Thumbtack listings physically are unable to appear in the map section because they don't have a physical location nearby. So if I'm just all about kicking tires, I'll scroll down to the Angie's page. When I click on it, it doesn't list Square One Development. It says the 10 best kitchen remodelers for Cary, North Carolina, something to that effect. So if I click that and go into Angie's website, then I have to fill out their web form, which asks me some rather silly questions. And then once I hit submit, so now I'm just kind of kicking tires, right? I hit submit, and then I learn that it goes out to 4 or 5 different contractors. And for me, if I'm a tire kicker at that point, I'm just going to sit back and see who can outbid the other one because, oh, Angie's just said I've got 5 people working on it. So, a system like that really encourages them to just be looky-loos and wait for the lowest bid, which I really doubt you're the low bidder, nor do you want to be, right?
I'm extremely expensive.
What's that?
I'm extremely expensive. Like
that's
$5 bills on the. No, it's not. It's absolutely horrible at times because I show up to these people's places and I don't really understand people. Well, when they look at my photos, they see the work and it's absolutely beautiful and it's gorgeous. But they don't understand that this work was done inside of a house that cost $800,000 with materials that were perfect and they hired an artisan and not a tile guy.
There's a difference.
Like
I polish
and factory set each of my cuts. If that's not what you're looking for, I'm totally not in your price range. I'm polishing your tile on every single cut. Like, no tile guys are going to do that for you. They're covered up with grout, which is perfectly fine, and you don't have to polish.
Sure.
But I want to polish because I want to take pictures.
Right, exactly. So, Andre, then
yes, ma'am.
I think what I'm hearing, you want to focus then on higher dollar homes. I mean, those are the folks that can afford to have all the extra done to make it look like a piece of art rather than just any old kitchen remod or any old kitchen or bathroom remod. Is that a fair assessment? That's who you need to be in front of. Okay. Okay.
But I also want to be in front of, I think this, and sadly got caught inside of the month that I am we're in budget month right now for next year. So this conversation could last us a while. one of the things or goals that I am trying to set is to get in front of more designers, more custom home builders. And that niche, that part is very, very difficult for me to get to.
And I'm thinking here too. Do you happen to know how designers and custom home builders would look for what you do?
Referral by referral.
Wow, okay. So the first portion, getting you in front of higher dollar homeowners, that's easy. That's super easy. I mean, we can do that with Google First Page and especially with Facebook. I'm just thinking though, custom builders and designers are probably not going to look on Google or Facebook for services like yours. So, that's a toughie. That really is tough. And I'm just thinking too, you know, if they're really well established, they probably have their favorites that they go to. So I can see how it would be difficult to get in there. You would almost be looking for, newer home builders that don't have their network set up, so to speak. Maybe. Do you think that would be a route to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you completely offer? Because I was planning on hiring a market media that word annoys me.
Because digital it's marketing.
A fake word that, there you go. One of the words that didn't exist like 5 years ago, 7 years ago.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I totally understand. I totally understand. So let me just look at something here real quick, Andre. Oh, come on. Give that to me. So I was looking to see that there's a newer program by Google that's available, but not for every area or every service category. And for Cherry, I was looking for general contractor or even remodeler, and it doesn't have, there it is, it does have general contractor. So,
well, I'm not a general contractor.
Oh, okay, okay.
See, in order to be a licensed general contractor, I would have to have a bond of $250,000. I do not have a bond of $250,000. That's why I just remodel. So I can touch any job underneath $80,000.
Got you. Okay.
Never hit $80,000.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So, let me see. Unfortunately, it's not available for remodelers in your area yet, but I'm expecting they're going to update their list after the first of the year. So I'm going to keep an eye on the Google Guaranteed program for you. And when it becomes available there, then we can have that discussion. I don't want to go too deep into it with you because we can't even sell it to you right now. But I'll watch it. And so we've got several different options. One is the local map programming. So what we do there is we would actually close the carry area for your category of remodeling, and we close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base. And it's actually very strict Google rules that we have to follow as Google partners. We're not allowed to work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius who offers the same services that you do. And it would just be silly for us to anyway. We'd have, you know, you and another client both in remodeling competing for the same spot and the same jobs, and then we're no better than Andy's that sends your leads out to five other people. But what that means then for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors. So Square One is the only company that we'd be placing in the map section. And that's the map section tends to get the people who are actually shopping in the moment and actively looking for your services. Those folks tend to click on one of the 3 to 5 businesses, like Square Development will program you to sit there in that map section. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary with your Google business profile. And if you have a website, not a deal killer if you don't have one. We do the programming and optimization on your Google business profile so that when people are searching for your services, you come up right in the map section. And then they're able to just click and call you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all. They'll go right to you. And we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls, jobs are unlimited. And you are free to do business however you normally do business. There are no restrictions or requirements as far as how far you have to travel or can't travel. You can still go wherever you want. You can still charge whatever you want. Decline whichever jobs you don't want and take the ones you do. So we don't get our noses in that, in your business. Our job is getting your phone ringing with new business. And then another layer that I think would actually be great, I think that the map programming, because it adds a lot of credibility to your company, because it is the priority place to sit is in that map. But we could also do Facebook, which I think might be able to reach your custom home builders and your designers. So Facebook advertising is super inexpensive and really effective. I was never a believer until I came to work here and I saw it in action. Excuse me. Otherwise, I'd been kind of arm's length away from Facebook. But a couple of the things that I like about it is we know how to write ads for Facebook to get you results, so get your phone ringing. We can also target very narrowly by age range, income level, what area, what neighborhood they live in, so that when we're targeting your ads, they're showing in front of people who are more likely to buy and not so much in front of, you know, the guys over in the slums who aren't going to buy your services ever. So that stretches your ad dollars. The other thing that I really like about the Facebook ads is the retargeting. And you probably experienced retargeted ads if you didn't know them by name. This is a good time of year for an example, too. You probably searched for some things online for Christmas, right?
Oh, we love it. It makes my life so easy.
Right, I know.
What I need to buy.
Yep, I do my 100% online. It kind of is, but you know, hey, it's easy. Might as well make life easy. Now, any of those items that you searched, Andre, did you notice later on that you had an ad for that item or something similar following you around? Like, it'd pop up in your game feed or in your game ads. It would pop up on your Facebook. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, of course.
Yep, those are retargeted ads. What I like about them is when they display like that, like in your game, for example, I get the little 30-second one sometimes in my game, and it'll be related to something I just recently searched. And those views or impressions don't cost you anything as the advertiser. Free branding and free advertising. The only time it counts as a charge, as a fee, is when they do click to your ad with the intention to call you. And typically by the time they do call you, they've already got this sense of knowing, liking, and trusting you, because typically they'll have seen your retargeted ads or just in their Facebook feed, see your ads there. And because they've seen your ad enough times, it's kind of like a reminder that, oh, yeah, I need to call somebody to get this bathroom remodeled. Oh, look, there's square one. And this thing happens in their head. They feel like they know you because they've seen you enough times. So when they do click through, they're usually a much better lead. And on average, those click-throughs are 50 cents per. So the package that I've got pulled up for you that I think is going to work out really well includes $100 a month in Facebook ads. So we can really stretch that a long ways. I know $100 doesn't sound like much. I mean, I can't even fill my truck for that anymore. But on Facebook, it goes a long ways. What's that?
You got to get to a Tesla.
Oh, I'm sorry. You broke up on me again there, Andre.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said you got to get you a Tesla.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to do that.
You halfway talked me into it. How much? Okay.
Well, so let me get you the price for the map and the Facebook together. Let me get some credits applied here for you, too. We've got a Christmas sale going this week. So let's see. Okay. So, our pricing, too, by the way, I should tell you, is on a flat monthly rate. It's never anything more, even by a penny, even with the Facebook ads. And it's on a month-to-month basis, We just don't believe in contracts. We believe in just doing our job, and then we have happy clients that are making money, and we don't need to wrangle about contracts. So we're just month to month. And so let's see here. So normal retail for North Carolina is at $599 a month, but with those Christmas credits applied, it brings you down to $349 a month. And then it also shot your setup fee way down. Normally it's $299. This got it down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $349 on a month-to-month basis. And we'll write, run, manage your Facebook ads for you. And what we do there, we buy $100 worth of Facebook ad credits, essentially, so that as you get click-throughs, it's not adding that on top of the $349. It's already included in the $349. So you'll still never go over that $349. And it's also going to let us build you a website. We build it, host it, and maintain it, no charge. If you do already own a domain name and would like us to put it on that domain, we can do that. Not a problem. And you'll have access to, you'll be the owner of it. We'll be guest admins, basically. But you can go in anytime you would like to and upload photos, make changes to it. But if you don't have time or don't want to settle with it, all you have to do is let us know and we'll update it. And then, of course, it will put your photos up there, make it look good, put your logo up, have it just how you like it. Okay. And then something else I think that's going to help you that's included in this package is directory submissions. So we hit all of the most popular directories for your area, usually up to about 60. For example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, exactly. There's quite a few of them. So we get you listed out on there too. And you've got your Google Business profile, so that's perfect. We'll be able to program on it. Andre, does this sound like something that's going to help you target and get the type of folks you're after?
I don't know. Your voice is so soothing. I just automatically trust you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, wow.
Yes, I do have to believe you. Yes. I completely agree with you. I do not care about what the numbers say.
Okay.
You're
so kind.
I see why they put you on the phone and not the other guy.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Nobody's ever said that to me. That's really nice. Thank you.
No, you're great. You're great. You came on the price. You are, yes, you still have my ear. I still want to be involved with your company. I don't necessarily know a lot about your company and would like some time to do some research on your company. But your request for three and some change a month to basically manage my ads. Doesn't seem like a huge problem. I was going to hire a freelancer for maybe around that $500 mark, for the entire month, kind of like freelance dudes. Still inside of that budget range. Let me do a little research on your company. I say that I can get an answer to you. When is your last day working?
On
a Sunday.
I'm
going to punch you.
Tomorrow's my last day this week. So I'm here today and tomorrow. And then I'm actually off on Friday and Monday. And you know what, Andre? Yeah. I'm going to text you. There it goes. I just sent you my contact information, my direct extension. And I also sent you some links about us. One of them, so you mentioned a freelancer. I would just be cautious. So industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 6 to 9 months. It takes a long time. And paying out every single month for somebody to do that and not having results for 6 to 9 months is horrible. Most of us would get exhausted in patience, if not financially. Because of our Google partnership, we're able to get you there in about 30 to 45 days. And because you've already got your GDP set up, that usually is about a 6 to 10 day portion of that overall 30 to 45 days. So I think your timeline's going to be better than that just because you've got your GDP up already. You've got some presence there. We don't have to wait for the postcard. So not having to spend that kind of money for 6 or 9 months, I would think that comes out cheaper than not getting results for that one.
And to think about it, I mean, you guys are going to put everything together for me. So even if I give you the work for the 3 months, Google doesn't disappear, but you have the opportunity to disappear. So all the work that you guys put in over the for that setup fee, you've given me, I remember your setup fee. You've given me a reason for your setup fee. You know, a lot of companies don't have a reason for a setup fee.
Right.
But your
right.
company does, I do see a reason for your setup fee. You've explained everything extremely clearly to me.
Oh, thank you.
That setup fee has a reason. You have to, like, link other things to other things. You have to produce ads. The first couple of ones will be kind of generic. The longer I'm with you, you'll magically talk me into, like, a $200 ad that you'll run a few thousand times, or not a thousand times, but a few ads, a few video ads. That'll probably be a little further inside of our conversation, right?
Right. And there are other options, yes. As if you at some point want more business, there are lots of other options, different things that we can do. Yeah. And we can use Facebook and target different areas. There's Google Ads. So, yeah, as
we have
you...
room for growth.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And... yes,
and you're,
right.
Asking me for like less than $400 a month.
Correct.
Before me expanding to the point where you need to add an extra $100 per ad that costs 0.30.
I don't understand your question.
So we have 30 cents for every single dollar. And each time the ad is clicked on, or I don't know if they have to submit information in order for it to count, like all of their information, accurate information.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So, you'll never pay any more than the $349. So in that $349 is built in $100 for your Facebook ads. And because we're managing it, we make sure that you don't go over that 100. I mean, unless you tell us, hey, I want more ads running, you know, throw another $50 a month on there, whatever it is, another 25, another 100, you'll never go over. And so when it counts against that $100, if we look at the $100 as a debit amount, when they click on your ad, then you're charged the average 50 cents. So on $100 at 50 cents each, I mean, that's potentially up to 200 leads just on Facebook. Did that make sense? That I think,
yeah,
I think I got what your question was, but okay. Good. Good.
I know how the internet works.
Right, exactly.
I know what an SEO company is. You're an SEO
you
company,
bet.
Right?
Yes, we are.
I'm familiar. It used to be my full time job. Then I quit because I made almost the same amount of money and found that buying expensive things wasn't important.
Oh wow! So And then you moved over to construction. And you do an amazing job.
Construction was always there for the past almost 10 years now. We're at year 8.5.
Oh, wow.
But it's always just been about consistency, and that's why I kind of always stick to referrals. But I've kind of outgrew my referrals. I think I took everybody's money that had a lot of money.
good for you.
And they refer me to their friends. Mm-hmm. And it's something about using one of my bathrooms or being inside of one of my kitchens. Mm-hmm. That literally states, hey, this is going to hurt. Is this really what we want? Like, the best advertisement is when somebody walks in to a house that I've been inside and
absolutely,
like, the husband clenches his, excuse my language, this is what I say.
You can
the
say
husband
it.
Clenches his butthole. He touches his butthole when his wife says, God, I love this kitchen. The face.
Yeah, right.
The faces that I get when I give them, I honestly walk in, give them a really dry number and tell them what their base number is.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like directly to the T, because I'm doing this not every single day. I don't go out and give a quote every single day, but I do look at my receipts a lot. Your value is not the fact that you're doing advertisement for me. You're mainly doing management, and now I can have – you're doing a job for me, like a whole job. Like, you're cheaper than an employee. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, you mentioned just a little snippet a little bit ago that we would disappear or we could disappear. Absolutely not. I'm going to
in the directive that I no longer will pay you. You've already set up everything.
Oh, I got you.
It was me being a jerk. I don't want you to think.
I was going to say, no. We've been in business for 18 years, and I'm not going anywhere. I absolutely love my job. I love being able to help businesses
I
like yours.
Oh,
thank you.
I told you it was going to last us a little bit. You're welcome.
Well,
you're
so, Andre, this mm-hmm. sounds like we should be getting you set up. It really does. And from what you're
not
telling
yet.
Me.
I got to review all your documents. I can't make a decision just because I'm in love with you.
No. No problem.
But I will try to meet your Tuesday deadline or respond to you by Tuesday.
Okay, Thursday.
Thursday is when I will. Today is Wednesday. Thursday is your last day. I will try to reach out to you. Let's say one my time tomorrow.
That's perfect. And if I don't hear from you, I'm going to call you and pester you. Is that all right?
Of course.
Awesome.
My telephone number. You have my telephone number?
I do. Is it 919-519-8734?
Yes, ma'am. You got my email address?
That I do not. Let me get over to another screen.
You want it?
Yes, I do. I'm ready.
So it's my first and last name?
And I don't have your last name, hon.
Oh, Jesus. You guys are completely unprepared.
All right, I'm ready.
Is there a form that you can send me that I can fill out for you now?
No, actually. We fill everything in on your file as we talk. So, you know, if you want to spend more time with me. Well, so as we get you completely set up, that process will take you and I probably about 20, 25 minutes. And it's gathering everything we need. However, we'll wait to do that when you're ready to go. Otherwise, we're getting ahead of
it. Yeah, send me like all the information that I need to know. I'll research your website, and I think I'll do it all tonight. slightly
awesome.
Less than bitter.
Awesome. I appreciate
and then,
that.
Like, I'll dedicate real time to you. I will.
I appreciate that. That's good to know too, Andre. We do all of the work to make everything happen, but it is important to have your involvement too. I mean, we'll need logins. We'll need your opinion. Do you hate this? Do you like this? Things like that. So I'm glad that you are a little more hands-on and understand SEO process. It'll make it a whole lot easier for you too.
One last question for you.
Yes. Yes.
So, I always ask my customers, I always tell my customers, I ask and tell my customers, that they're free to call any of my previous clients, like any single one of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if the customer that does not care, after I've done their work, they tell me that it's okay for me to link them up, between each other to see how they really truly feel.
Mm-hmm.
You got some referrals for me, Ma, other than websites? Can I get a telephone number?
Yeah, I can do that. I will, so it'll be custom. I don't have a stock, anything I can send you for that. But yes, I will
a customer that you signed up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, exactly. So yeah. I'll go through, I'll grab a couple people and send them over to you. No problem.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I just want to, ask them a few questions and yeah. I mean, I know you're good. You're most definitely good. But
in
large companies, sometimes the company is not good and the person that is selling you something is good.
That does happen. I do. And I've got to say, Local Splash has been amazing. We've had, situations come up. One of our clients messed up his Facebook business page. It was just in a snaggle. And I thought, there's no way we're going to be able to fix this. And sure enough, our techs were able to untangle it and fix it. I don't know. I look at our internal team as if I am a customer of us. That's how I view them. So I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I've got your back. If we mess something up, I want to know so that I can help resolve it. If I can resolve it myself, I will. If not, I'll go to who can and take you there or talk to the department head if that's what it takes to get things fixed. So I'm kind of like a dog on a bone when it comes to that. So I'll be here and I'm not above nagging on people if something needs done, especially for one of my clients. So it's a little more inside info. But I will get together a couple of names for you and send those over too. And Andre, I never did get you the rest of your email address. I got your first name typed and nothing after it. Andre? I think you might have hit the mute button by mistake. Andre? Hello.